Yo, Iggas, we live in S. Alright, let me pose this. Alright, I'm gonna let people come in. It's gonna be a solo stream. Cause Victor is in the midst of moving in to his new apartment, getting away from hell. It's always nice to, you know, get out on your own and away from insane, neurotic women and mothers. Yo, Mr. Kyle. Yeah, both Victor and his girlfriend had to bounce from their houses because their mothers are freaking banana bones. Yo, Dan. It's gonna be a chill stream. I just, did a practice SAT, so I'm all tensed up, farted, blown out, freaking titillated. Not a good way. So I'm gonna... It's gonna be me cooling down, cooling off. I've got a fun game for us to try today, but we're gonna do some chatting first. Yo, Chunky. Just me and the mods. Mothers are selfless. Did he already move? Yeah, he's in his new apartment with his girlfriend. The only thing is they don't have internet set up yet. It was supposed to get set up on Monday, but I don't know. There's some problem with money or something. So, just finna be me. And, it's a very weird time. But it's very strange, the way it's like a new chapter in life or something. I think we're gonna be very prolific, I think, the second he gets his internet set up. I mean, the only barriers before to content creation for me was school, and for him was having to deal with family stuff because his mom is freaking insane. But now without that, I mean, now I only have 1 year left of school, and in that year, I don't have any math or science classes. Just, you know, English and another. I can already look, because it's online, I can already look at the course curriculum, and sure enough, I have another American history class. I've already had that, I've had American history 7th grade, and then, what do we do? And 8th grade, and I don't think 9th grade, though. But anyways, this makes the third year. Also, a miscellaneous, you know, talks about slavery and civil rights in previous grades in, like, elementary school. So another year of learning about MLK, and I have a dream. And I will assure you guys that I will not be writing whatever essay they want about, like, I feel so bad for black people. In fact, I'd probably write a essay on stream with you guys. I just bought $500 headphones and a DAC? You mean DAW? Because otherwise I wouldn't know. $500 headphones. How good of headphones does that kind of money get you? I've been thinking about getting like crazy guy headphones for music purposes. I'm also basically, I'm keeping a very close eye on the Donda release. Kanye's new album. Should be coming soon. But, like a freak on Twitter looking at, like, people who he's producing with, likes, and stuff like that. Yeah, do it on stream. Yeah, because I used to do it on calls with friends, and it was really funny. But I could write all manner of stuff. They are electrostatic, and they come with an amp. Interesting. These Bluetooth headphones are like $20. I have like straight up earbuds. So right now I have my best pair of headphones is like kind of stuck in my VR headset. Because the space is very tight for it to go in, and it was sort of too big, but I shoved it in there anyways, and now I can't get it out, so I just leave it there. And these are like $20. Earbuds are $5, and I just use them for video editing to make sure there's no lag between audio and what I'm seeing, just so I get the sync right. But I'm guessing we're doing D&D next Tuesday? Yeah. But in this time, Victor said he'll be writing anyways, because I think he's using his like girlfriend's data from her phone. But yeah, there's a new video on Subscribestar for the early people, for the reverse suicide package people, and then tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific, it'll go live for everybody else. And it's pretty interesting. I have a side order I gotta edit that I did on it, but sort of come to the conclusion that, like, based off of the position that I'm in to disseminate information and knowledge and whatever, like the bad things that happen to me, which are very minimal, thank God, but like whatever things I struggle with have always been so that I could write about it. Like, it's like everything I've either already written about that stuff or it's on the back burner. There was always some wisdom to be gained from it. So I really don't, I think that's a pretty good antidote to, like, regret or, like, cringing about stuff. Because all of it served a purpose, ultimately. If you want to focus on production, you can look into Sennheiser's. Get an AMP DAX tag. It costs $420, but 4 tax. Smexy. Yeah, I don't really have good headphones for production. I try to like do basic mixing mastering, but like none of the beats I make are like would be properly played on anything except my headphones probably. But at this point I do it for fun anyways, so it doesn't matter. But I have been thinking about, especially because Victor's gonna visit America at some point, so I want to start working on like a music project or something, because we're both pretty good at production, and we already made one rap song that people seem to like, so I don't know, make like 10 things and drop it on SoundCloud. In fact, we could probably even do a music stream today. I don't know. Yeah, still haven't recorded the Ride Around Shining one. Can I, like, not get ads for terrible rappers? Cowboy. I'm trying to listen to some freaking Earl Sweatshirt. I don't know why, but I don't know, like, just the amount that I've listened to this one song, Red Water might be one of the greatest songs of all time, to me. I don't understand it. It's a whole new world of detail, music will sound different. Yeah, I got to think about that because I was going back and forth between just earbuds and then, like crappy Bluetooth headset, and even the difference between those was really significant. So I was like, I wonder. I feel like I would just be zonking out to music all the time. I think I never tried high quality headphones. Yeah, I really don't know what would constitute as high quality headphones. I mean, really, it's only been the best headphones I've gotten are like the Audio Technicas I have, and those are like $60, which is really nothing. How's your week been? Pretty darn good. I mean, well, it's only Tuesday, but parents left on Sunday. We'll be back Wednesday, I think. So I've been just chilling by myself, and it's been awesome. Not even the dogs here. They took the freaking dogs. So purely unbothered. Have not left the house. Been watching freaking anime and writing stuff. Penis? Question mark? Alright, hold up. $49? Oh my gosh, that's like crazy. Oh my gosh, it's a white woman with a black man. I never seen that before in an ad. But I might get two videos out this week, technically. Because I got a bunch of ideas. I watched Akira and I jotted down all my ideas for it. And doing the side order helped me develop on that. It's definitely going to be oriented towards science worship for one. But also the things that we struggle with over time have gotten more, or I guess less worthy to struggle with. There's a chart of classic, modern, and postmodern, like, struggles in, literature, I think, or just in general. So it used to be man versus God, and then it was man versus, you know, self, and then, well, actually, I can't remember the exact thing, but, like, used to struggle with things like God and all that, and then it got progressively, now you're fighting against yourself, and then, and fighting against the idea of no God, and then you're fighting against technology and books, and those things are your creations, which is, you know, Thomas Aquinas, naturally, the things that you create, your effects are lesser, the effects are lesser than their cause. Is AOC the new face of the Catholic Church? I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know where that question comes from. I've been getting dreams nightly. Usually I get two each month, but right now it's constant dreaming. Is that a bad sign? It means you aren't entering REM sleep? No. What? No, REM sleep is where you have dreams. That doesn't make sense. No, that's not a bad sign. For my entire life, I have like five dreams a night. Which so, why? That's why I never got around to like properly like charting them down, because it would take like an hour each morning to write all of them out, because you like remember one and then you pull on that and then you remember like two others and then three others and whatever. Two each month, but right now it's constant dreaming. So I don't know enough about what causes dreams. I'm really only focused on symbolism. Isn't everyone supposedly dream several times daily but forget? Yeah, I remember hearing something like that. And then some portion of people remember those every night. I don't remember what I dreamt about last night. I didn't focus on it in the morning, but I really only, if I forget if in the morning, like if I don't think about it, then I just completely forget. But if it's like, there are some dreams that I like can't forget, they just stay in my mind. Most of my dreams roughly have been about pedophilia / pedophiles. In what context, though, freak? But what I remember from the other night was, like, my sink was full of dirty water. Like, gross river water full of dirt and stuff. And I accidentally washed my retainer with it, too. And, like, I had to... And it wouldn't drain. Because I apparently had to shove some things down the drain. And I was, like, apprehensive to, like, go in the drain. Because I might touch some gross stuff. But I just pulled out a miniature gargoyle. And then all the water drained down. Which is almost... It just, yeah, that seems like pretty obvious symbolic stuff. How do dreams make you feel? What are the strongest emotions when you wake up? How do my dreams feel like molesting me or something? It's usually they're not, like, pleasant. Usually they're neutral or, like, slight bad. And I don't like it. Jeffrey Epstein, like, 3 times, Shane Dawson twice, and other random people who are pedos? That's weird. Are you happy or crying, etc.? Huh? Strongest emotion? Yeah, I usually don't have strong... The only strong emotion dreams are, like... there was one where I was, like, crying hard in the dream, and then I woke up sort of terrified. So it's either that, or, I get, like, molested or something like that. Like, some, like, bad sexual thing. Like, some gay thing or whatever. And I wake up feeling disgusted. So that's really the only, like feeling strongly, type dreams. Those are really only... Strong ones are really only monthly, or something. Or a couple times a month. I've only realized I'm in a dream once, ever. And then every time there was a lucid thing after that, I realized I was in a dream... But that was part of the dream, and it was, like, buried inside another dream. So it was almost like my brain was working against me trying to become aware after I had done it that one time. I don't know. The lucid stuff feels like... Well, first of all, you have to, like, wake yourself up in the middle of the night. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna ruin my sleep quality. Second of all, it feels like taking drugs or masturbation or something. Like pleasure, but it's all inside your mind and none of it's real. Have you ever died in a dream? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, one of the dreams I was dating Shane Dawson. It might have been last night and I woke up confused as heck. I mean, have you been thinking about pedophiles, especially during the days? Or is this completely... I mean, the only thing I can think of is that it's a reflection of reality. And how cursed the world is. Kind of death was it? What it was and why? I mean, do you mean like actually? Because you can't. Once you like die, the dream ends, right? You mean like you're falling, like you're falling, and then before you hit the ground, you wake up. Because I can think of there is one. I've actually had a couple dreams where I was like in the middle of a nuclear war and bombs were dropping all around me. But there was also this one where. I was, like, having a heart attack, and I was terrified of going to hell. I was, like, collapsing on the floor. The only thing a pedo is when I dream of that. Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe hit Victor up about that. I mean, is it upsetting you? Do you not want to have them? Were you ever murdered or something? Suicided? Huh. Nothing like suicided, but, I remember, like, being in a building when it was getting shot up. Yo, Starkey. Don't remember having any dreams about dying? I generally don't want those dreams, especially since they're so constant. Yeah, I really don't. I don't know what the use of that is. It doesn't seem like a warning or anything like that. And you were not terrified when you woke up from a death dream? Oh, I was. Until I came home. I mean, certain ones. I guess it matters if it's like the last dream you have before waking up, or if you have dreams subsequent after that, and then you wake up and you remember it. I mean, you're terrified if you, like, wake up from that, like, straight up. I mean, I had this one demon dream, so maybe that's something. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about. If this is just some sort of. Because at least once a month, I get some sort of, like, demonic harassment in my dreams. Like, the other night, like a few days ago or something, it was almost like I had gotten visited by Lucifer or something. Oh, yeah, I talked about this on stream. Like, Satan is the third son. And then he was, like, talking to me, and he was charismatic and stuff. Weird. But the only thing I can suggest is, praying for that to go away. This is a Patreon-only stream. I'm here by accident. I mean, I only post on Subscribestar, but I don't mind if more people come on. But, what was the demon dream? Do you have some recurring themes in your dreams? No, it's not consistent enough to really point any. I mean, it used to be school all the time. But in the summer, it hasn't been consistent at all. It used to be, like, school and water and bathrooms. And being naked. Those were the main ones. Naked is a classic, yeah. And most of the time, it was like being naked at school. It would be a combo of those two. Okay, thank you for sending me that, Gabby. Can I read this on stream? They say being naked in a dream means you're embarrassed about something. Yeah, but even as long as I had those dreams, I could never really pinpoint anything I was embarrassed about being exposed, being vulnerable. Never really got anything. Okay, it was me, my sister, and my little cousin, I think. We were in my aunt's house, and there was this demon chasing us. It would only chase one of us at a time, and for a while I ran away from it, but halfway through the dream, I started punching it right in the face, and it would get knocked down momentarily and then get back up after a minute or so. I kept doing that until I realized maybe it was my sister. That if you don't believe in it... Oh wait, I kept doing that until I realized, or maybe it was my sister, that if you don't believe in it, it goes away. So I stopped believing it was real, and it stopped chasing me and my sister. My little cousin still thought it was real, so it kept chasing her. I kept telling her things like, Santa Claus isn't real, and she knew that, so I applied it to the demon too. It tried to hurt her, but it became weak and retreated into the TV and made a death sound. It was still not dead, but gone at least, and not going to bother us anymore. That's the end of the dream, or at least the end of what made sense. Okay. Yeah, that just makes me think of the general motif, which is, that I've been thinking about, which is, fear and pain are what gives the demons power, in your mind at least. Suffering, needlessly worrying, anxiety, all those things are, just feed it. And, it not dying makes sense because, you know, demons are, unfortunately, eternal. But it wasn't gonna bother us anymore. Yeah. I feel like I'm always getting tried, like always demons trying to attempt stuff on me. But I just laugh at it, and it has no power over me anymore. But I don't know what's going on in your life or you, what's going on in your mind, so I wouldn't know how to apply it to you. That's what I think of. If you don't believe in it, it goes away. Yeah, straight up. Your thoughts dictate your reality to a big degree. Not sure why you think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong. I just wouldn't do it myself. So, I mean, if you apply that one demon dream to the other, like, pedophile dreams you're having, if you don't let it bother you, which is easier said than done, it might just go away. Don't know. Had like 5 lucid dreams but only controlled the last one. Yeah, I really don't understand the phenomenon of knowing you're dreaming but not being able to control it, because the only time I had a lucid dream I controlled it and like saved the world or whatever from a villain. Man, Shuffle should kill itself. Why do you think it's a demon? You keep talking about them? Because they're real. And they love to prey on you in your sleep. And I know that from my experience and many of my friends' experiences. Because your subconscious mind is basically just a receiver. Picks up on everything, even the things you don't notice consciously. So, could be really easily influenced. Yeah, I also had this dream that I was boxing a shadow and then boxing a gay person, and then that's it. That's a good, I like the fighting stuff. I think visualizing that stuff as a fist fight is good. A shadow seems demonic. A gay person, also demonic. But boxing a shadow. Yeah, the shadow is another word for it. Because of how influenceable it is. It's often your... the parts of yourself that are not good. Or your capacity for evil and all that. Often fire guns, but they don't work. Or I'm driving a car, but I can't stop it. Keep slowing down, but never fully stop. It feels like not being in control, or there being potential for action, but you're not allowed to use it or access it. Anyway, how are you doing? I haven't been on a stream for months. I'm doing pretty good. Probably better than ever. I'll say that pretty confidently. Had a few about the car not stopping when searching. Apparently it's a common dream. Yeah, it's sort of an interesting thing when there are like archetypal dreams that involve very recent inventions. Must represent something deeper that's been along for longer, but our brains have adapted to use a different symbol for the same language. But in the never, why is that? I don't know. I just am doing better than ever. Got everything I need. And I'm not feeling bad about a thing. I think the most recent somewhat lucid dream I had was actually quite a while ago, some number of months ago, and again it was my own brain working against my intentions, but it was for a purpose. And like I asked to see my friends in the dream, like friends that I online friends, so I don't know them IRL, so I wanted to see them. And I was shown symbols of them instead. But that ended up being very, like, pithy representations of them. Things like that do sort of lure me to lucid dreaming. But, car dreams I get are fun since I'm usually drifting. Yeah, I actually have had a few car dreams and they are fun. Just driving like a retard. Like GTA 5. I usually have good control over it. Perhaps it reflects on your life. Yeah. But again, yeah, it's hard to talk about dreams impersonally because it's always has to do with things in a person's life. Can't just apply a general interpretation. Yeah, branching from that, I mean, since car is locomotion, I would assume it represents wherever you're traveling, whatever direction you're going in, generally in life, and maybe that's out of your control, or you feel like that, or you're worried about that, but again, I don't know. Because the car is about to crash on something, but with low speed. I've been frustrated lately, can't do anything, I'm constantly procrastinating. Well, I've had a few about the car now, something. Yeah, I mean, if you had those recently, then I would tie that to being frustrated about procrastination. Because that is sort of your brain, your neurotransmitters driving you rather than you driving yourself. Haven't been doing the best with trying to be productive. I was feeling pretty lazy last week, but praying the rosary took care of that, it seems. Didn't have it recently. Do you read books? I used to be reading like an hour a day, but at this point I read pretty rarely. I'm reading, the only thing that I've been reading recently is Brothers Karamazov, Dostoevsky book, and I'm about halfway through that. Twitch and not DLive. My ban on DLive expires in 4 days, so we'll be back on DLive soon. Might order myself some food. I don't know. That's a heavy one? It's pretty freaking good. I read Crime and Punishment before, and that was very good. So, I'll probably make my way through the other Dostoevsky books as well. Because I enjoy the way he writes a lot. Like, it's an English translation, but supposedly captures it pretty well. I couldn't finish it, and I was frustrated because I did not understand the point of certain passages. I I don't know. I enjoyed a lot. I can't remember a time where I was reading it and felt like a passage was pointless. But the only thing I have trouble with is certain. There's like every person has like 5 different names because that's the way the Russian language works. Because they have like their 3 given names plus like a nickname or informal name. So I guess that's 4, but I don't know. So you can be called by any variation of those. So if you're reading it and you and one character has been called like Grushenka has been called her nickname for like a while and you forget their formal name and then the formal name is used, you have no idea what the character is talking about it. But you can eventually figure it out. And I think 2 of the brothers have nicknames that start with, like, M and I. So that gets confusing. Remember you said you had trouble following the dialogue? Yeah, at times. I have to, like, go read it a few times to understand what was going on. Well, when I do read it, I have a hard time putting it down. What book left the biggest impact on you? I really can't. I can remember miscellaneous books we read in school, but none of those were significant. All of those were just written in the past 20 years, filler, some gay fiction. So, and then there's books that I read in my own time in my childhood, but again, those were just fluff. So, really the only book that I've read in its entirety that I would consider impactful is Crime and Punishment, so I guess I have to go with that one. Just because of the had some effect on my thinking about moral relativism. Because that's what the story is about. In you know, framing it as a bad thing, which it is. But like, you know, like basically Luciferianism, appointing yourself as above the law and above morality, and you can do whatever you want. That's the case about Antifa. That's the case about of dang near everyone. Well, everything political. It's the case with everything political. Because, politicians are satanic priests. And I was reminded of, watching the VOD for a Charles stream the other day and reminded about the passage where Satan attempts to tempt Jesus and offers him all the kingdoms of the world. And how could he offer them if he didn't already control all of them, even then, already? And Trump is satanic. I don't know his person. But I would say the idea of politics you are determining everyone's fate based on your own desire. People you don't know. And demanding they give you money to do things that they don't want you to do with them. So, necessarily built in is stealing and imposing the will of a small organization onto a huge number of people. Is it possible to live a life in a community without politicians? Oh, yeah. I mean, the American West was not settled for a while. What do you think they were up to? Just shooting each other? I mean, what do politicians do exactly? You know, that on a small scale you couldn't just do with you and your friends. Yeah, in the Wild West, they shot each other. That's funny. In movies. Yeah. Just, lawlessness. That's why there's infrastructure there. Because the government set it up. They were just, doing nothing before. I mean, that's a good question, though. I'm thinking about in a small community, what is a politician doing? Because everyone's, the problem arises when you're having a state on, California having to agree with Alabama. Then you need a, if you artificially want to shove those two together in the same nation, then you need a politician to vote for. So they're basically the surrogate soldier. You only need politicians when you're artificially trying to centralize when that wouldn't otherwise happen. So if you just let things be as they are, you don't need some crap like that. Basically talking about the tribe community, there's 120 people in the tribe, but yet even they have a leader. Is their leader a politician, though? Is their leader trying to go out and tell other tribes what to do? Are they demanding loyalty and money, or are people willingly giving it to them out of their own choice? Those are the important distinctions. All right. A person from tribe A kills a chicken from tribe B. You don't use a politician in that. You use a private arbitrator. Politicians don't politicians are not lawyers. They don't handle that. All right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Then I'm going to order some food, and we're going to get into the special yummy surprise. Oh, man. All right, I'll be right back.
she keep that pussy tucked. Now things are looking up. Recommend a mescaline, digesting your intestines with intentions of ascension up. Heavens know my head is hot cause hell is cold. The bitch I'm smashing into fashion, but I know the devil wear a leopard coat. Back when Johnny Carson was dicking down Dolly Parton, bang your pardon, it's my third life. I'm parking on the turnpikes, searching for the circus lights. These demons never work for Christ, ain't fucking with no churches. We was all about that murder life. Sermon right, murk you like you sure I'm nice. Syrup turn to purple Sprite, confirm the shit that we already know. Sick of politicking as they talk and try not to listen.
I'm a real young boy, real young boy, real young boy, real young boy. I'm a real young boy, real young boy.
Okay, I'm back. Thomas More talks about it in Utopia, but it's a bit too Marxist. Yeah, I'm not, when I say, like, no politicians, no state, I'm very specific. I don't mean, I'm not an anarchist, I don't want to abolish hierarchy or whatever. Just, unjust hierarchy. Shouldn't be. And there's a very clear definition of that. Okay. What should I order for my guy? What should I order, guys? Should I order some poop? Some pee? Some farts? Some farts sound pretty good right about now. Might give me some sushi. Sounds pretty smexolanimous right about now. That sounds pretty gay. Alright. Get some California rolls. Should be good. Pretty freaking darn hungry. What kind of sweet surprise or what? What? Did you smoke crack while I was gone? Come on, you know better. Okay, Dan, you don't have to harass him. Said something about sweet? Yes, sweet surprise sex. I'd like to order some of that. Thank you. Haha, alright. Yeah, this looks good. Why do they call it nigiri? Getting some California rolls and shrimp nigiri. Why do they call it nigiri? Are they trying to say the N-word? That's pretty commendable.
Don't know you like I do.
Okay. Alright, now for the, Dan, you should threaten him somehow, like, with a gun.
I've got literally $3. That's 3 months. Yeah, great point. Yeah, spend all your money on my Subscribestar. Yeah, great.
Okay. Let me make sure I get my phone over here. Ah, my penis! Frick. Tripped over a cable like a tard. Okay. Is the MC server still on? Yeah. Still up there. Shut up, retard? Yeah, great, okay. No gun, but I've got a timeout button. You're gonna put him in the timeout corner?
Just for not giving me money?
Well, you guys are, you know, loyal. At least. Okay, so... someone emailed me this game. And, maybe I should go on the website. Oh man, this is just too good. Okay, it's a dating sim called Validate. Now, when I say that, what comes to mind? What kind of dating sim do you think this is? Time out the crap out of me. Okay, it's not exactly a dating sim. It says it's a visual novel in which you maneuver yourself through the twisting paths of young adulthood. Bruh. Okay. Also, this is an art style. Let me just see if I can get my display here. This art style, it makes me think of Steven Universe. And I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is like the art style of hell. But anything that looks like this, you know, CalArts, whatever. I look at this like bubbly font and like green and magenta. And I go, huh, that's probably not good. Set in the Jersey City area, 12 struggling singles in their 20s navigate through the trying ordeals of capitalism, because that's a problem, to find meaning in their lives. You're never gonna. That was just a warning for what? For not giving money? Yo, Rebecca Sugars is a nice lady. Yeah, look at this and I think about her face. Someone like her. Ooh, wait, devs? Hold up, can I look at what these people look like? No, it's just a, Okay, I'm already seeing... there better be no men working on this. Uh-oh. There's a man. It's mostly women, though, which is no surprise. Oh, among the devs. What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and Okay, one of the goals... There's no white people in this game. One of the goals is if they hit $32,000, they will put a white person in the game. Wow. We'd love a fishing mini game, but we don't want the white person. 3 likes. I know, I'm not showing it to you. Because I don't want to rape your eyes. Dude. I'm staring mental illness in the face right now. Anyways, the person who alerted me to the existence of the game also gave me the demo. So we will be playing the demo. Oh, can I, like, open this image? Oh, jeez. Whatever. You guys are gonna see when I launch this game up. Should be a surprise. This white person is worth a lot, as they should be. There's no way it's 32,000. Look on their Twitter. You will find it. It's 32,000. And if they hit 80,000, it's a fishing mini game. But if you ask me, the white person should be $80,000. And I will personally fund it. Rape my eye sockets? Oh, I will. In just a second. I'm feeling like that. All right, let me turn off my music because I'm sure they have great music in this game. Already, so validate. Sort of quiet, is it not? Dude, I'm already feeling like death and dying. There's a Validate Struggle Tweets account. I can't wait for this roller coaster. There's a Struggle Tweets dedicated just for this game. Ooh, nice. That's hot. We hot. I don't know how long this demo is, so I guess we'll find out. Did you just walk into a cult? Sign up, see yourself in the corner. Okay. Start. Okay. I'm assuming I get to choose between these characters I get to play. Hold on. I already feel like I'm getting raped. So we have this fat hoe. I want to die. I want to die already. I can't stand this type of crap because the people who made it are so mentally ill, it's not even understandable. The art's cool. Yeah, I look at this art style and I think, yeah, a mentally sane person who has, like, money in the bank and a house probably drew this. Okay, so theater teacher, professional cosplayer, marriage counsel, professional game. Okay, so none of these professions are particularly surprising. And again, none of the people are white because, you know. They have, like, their nation of origin in the corner, and I recognize none of those flags. Okay, this one. Calling people slurs on the internet isn't very gamer of you. I could already tell this itch is not a gamer, and just confirming it. Calling people slurs on the internet isn't very gamer of you. Oh, man. You sure about that one? Okay, this one is probably the funniest one because this black Igor is a marriage counselor. And marriage is a scam created by the government to make people rely on others. no surprises there. This is classic postmodern stuff. Everything's exploitation. Are postmodernists just paranoid schizos? Because there can be no relationship or organization that is not exploitative and based on a power struggle. You can really call this person anything. She, her, he, him, they, them, ho, itch, slut, garbage, trash. F white people. You know, none of this is particularly surprising, but who do you want me to play as? Because I really cannot choose. Anoki Ohitika. Ohitika, the famous clan. Everyone knows. The fat hoe? This is like the worst one. Visually? Perhaps? Gamer girl? Yeah, that's probably... That hits closest to home. But this... She looks like she's like 40 and has kids that she doesn't take care of. Whatever, I'll just go for it. She looks like a man. She looks like more of a man than I do. It's not good. It looks trans. I don't know. Ugh. Only 24 and already looking like a cleaning lady. For being the most popular Twitch streamer in Jersey City, you don't exactly have the IRL popularity to match. You're well aware that you're running low on relationships and friendships lately, but that doesn't mean you can't try to shake things up for yourself, right? Isabella's the biggest challenge. Yeah, I simply can't do it. Fat people are so terrifying. You should have just enough time before your next stream to meet up with someone, but now that you've got your phone out and you're sorting through your options, you're starting to realize that this might be harder than you expected. Sure, you got plenty of names in this, but, well, she was a friend of your ex, and he was a friend of your ex. And I have so many exes that everyone's a friend of my ex, and I'm a fat slut. I hate this already. Oh, they might fit what you're looking for after all. With a huff and just the barest amount of hesitation, you open up their contact and press send. I have to be... Wait. I have to be gay? Yo. There's no choice. I can go with the fat hoe or Yolanda. Date that fat hoe. Yeah, I don't know if I can go on with a full-on black person. That seems like too much rape. Theater teacher. She, her, 27 or 28. Hairstylist. Yeah, none of these people have real jobs. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Wait, can I just say nah to both of them? Oh, what? Or I get to choose again? I'm just gonna go with gamer girl. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. I'll just go with Isabel. Oh, no. You're a man, so you're not gay. Yeah, just looking at the face, my character probably has a penis, actually. It's approximately 1 p.m. and you're exhausted. You've been awake for 20 hours already and you're tempted to glare at everyone around you right now. Stream went for longer than you expected and you have another one in 6 hours. 24 hours on your job is wearing you down. It doesn't help that you have no boyfriend or friends to complain to about your struggles. Been without those for around 2 weeks now and it's really starting to get to you. Oh, man. This is so... Oh. All the characters. Do you think any of the characters are successful? I don't think so. You'll know when you start buying condoms. Yeah. Some Doomer-esque. At least Doomers are not blowing penis. This is some, like... Oh, jeez, man. So there's, but you have S to do, so there's no time for another existential crisis. You buy some energy drinks. Real groceries too. Just get to the energy drinks. You can be extra itchy because you're hungry, and you'll probably get more views. Yeah, nice. What? Bruh. I gotta take a shower and read the Bible. This is sick. This is so sick, man. Alright, hold up. This. I feel like this guy's the most pathetic one here. Had more human interaction than one man should suffer in his lifetime, but isolating yourself doesn't feel any good either. Humans can't live with them, can't live without them. An eternal voice floats in your head, asking if you've made any new friends. The answer, as always, is no. Do you want to change that? Friendship is simply an exchange of power meant to take advantage of those who cannot live independently. Did I not predict that, like, 5 minutes ago? Despite your philosophizing, however, your heart aches for a sincere and magical connection that might lift you out of the eternal funk that is depression. Oh, man. Is a manic pixie dream girl so much to ask for? Or guy? Or friend? I'll F anyone. I'm so desperate. Ugh. It's in front of the person you're with. Okay. Alright, only one... Rapper by day, player by night. Yo, and he's freaking gay. Any hole will do. Manager of Popeyes. Yeah, nice. Nobody has a real job. It's great. Okay. Let me try not to fail immediately this time. Will you shut up already, you stupid Igor? Before you had water in your cup and food on your plate. Right time money for relatives, getting straight to your college fund. Sacrifice so much to ensure your safety and education. That's why you're gonna blow it all away, being gay and smoking meth. Oh, jeez. knowing nothing. Asking questions all day. Raper by day. That's probably true. Probably gonna get raped. If I haven't already been. Do you deserve good things? Is happiness worth it? Have you earned it? Oh my gosh! I don't know! It's a grown man. Yeah, isn't this... Didn't it say he's 27? Imagine being 27 and being like this. Unmarried, but an expert on the same topic. Yeah, that's who you want to... This is who you're going for to get marriage counseling. I'm gonna start crying soon. Who made this? They're speaking from personal experience, whoever they are. Counseling other people for their idiotic, redundant problems is a soothing balm to your own problems that tend to flare up in day-to-day life. What are you talking about? You know nothing. It's useful when you can pretend that so many folks have it worse off than you do, make you feel better about yourself. Not that you'd say that to a paying client's face, at least not so bluntly. Whew. I'm pretty much like that guy, but not desperate about it. Are you black? Man, there's more black people I watch than white people. It's the craziest thing. You need some ibuprofen right now, or you will collapse directly into these pharmacy shelves, you swear. Yo, man. You are above this. You will not make a fool of yourself in public. Mm-hmm. Is he just dying of AIDS in the store? Can't even grab a bottle? no, is it gonna be the gay rapper?
Oh, man.
Yo, dude, you need a little help with your AIDS? Oh, I can help fix it right up. Are any of the characters straight?
Are they all gay?
Someone kill the Sigur? Someone should put a bullet in the back of the Sigur's head. Why does he have XXXTentacion hair? It's not even funny. Psychologically, you know that hearing others laugh makes it easier for the individual to laugh alongside them. Yeah, you're a normal person. Feeling the one you plaster on for peacemaking and therapy sessions. That is so. You're giving therapy to other people and you can't even smile. That is so absurd. Why is he retarded? I don't know. They're good looking. Do you drop S normally or? No, I do not. Actually, in case you couldn't tell, I'm ill. Well, Am I to laugh? That's stupid. That is a factual statement, yes. Autistic, completely retarded. There should be a suicide option. Dude. Oh, man. I should be able to, like, take all these pills at once and just end it. Doesn't seem like everyone appreciates your deadpan sense of humor. But he has a good sense to crack a grin anyway.
Nah.
BVS Pharmacy.
Dude. Yeah, I'm staring straight at your penis, actually. Oh, my eyes are up here. No looking at my penis.
I'm sorry, that was inappropriate of me. Tell he's ill by looking at his hair? Jeez, dude. It's fine. I'll take it as a compliment. Ogling the eye candy? Not everyone can resist a piece of me. Yeah, that's what I refer to my wiener as. Eye candy. Makes a shiver of disgust roll down your spine. Jeez. Just walk away. What may potentially be a textbook narcissist right now. Yeah, he's the narcissist. I have to go throw up my insides into a trash can, if you'll excuse me. Preferably at home. Alone. Whoa, there's gonna be a trash can outside if you're that sick. Haha. Oh, but Jesus. I'm gonna be fine. Let go. You don't even know me. Name's Malik Igor. Now you know me. The a-hole ignores your protests and tries. Is he gonna rape me? I probably deserve it. Definitely deserve it. Here comes the rape. He tries to take you through the BVS automatic. Did a blood write this? Everything starts with a B. Where the trash can is in fact visible right outside, but you haven't bought the ibuprofen yet. That incessant alarm is making you feel genuinely nauseous now. Sir, please step back. Uh-oh. Igor's trying to steal as usual. Generic customer service worker sidles up from behind their register to address the situation of apparent thievery. Ugh, this effing sucks. I can't believe this. Yo. Bruh. This is a decent suit to appear sheepish at this point. What a terribly lackadaisical man. Not foreseeing the consequences of actions like this. Jeez Louise, just shut up. You have to buy your items. Yeah. My apologies. I don't know this man. He just tried to rape me. You gesture to a stranger who makes a face of offense. The employee looks skeptical as they approach the two of you like a wild pack of raging customers. What do they take you for, an idiot? Don't lump a Rehe Cooper in with the likes of this moron. Yeah, so you're so successful. This guy has to vomit, that's all. I'm not a buffoon who passes out in the middle of a BVS pharmacy. Simple idea of one of your coworkers finding out about this. You could never live down the shame of this blemish on your reputation. Imagine thinking about that while you're, like, sick and trying to get meds in a pharmacy. It's gonna pass out and fall on the Iggy Spangle. Yeah, they're gonna have some accidental... freaking rape. Yeah. Could you repeat that? Said I don't want to sit on babies on the floor. What? Is he actually gonna die of AIDS? How sticky you are? No. Sweat and cold chill running up against the skin you have. Someone in a white coat notices you and dresses you with the mature amount of concern. Must be someone from the pharmacy. And that a-hole from before is nowhere in sight. Oh, he did a rape and run. Whoopsie, surprise sex. Oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, my butt kind of hurts. You should go home. Wait a effing second. Is that a penis in my butt? Is there a CD in your pocket? Is this an effing mixtape? He raped and gave you his mixtape and then ran. This week, you have a burning hatred for cis men. Oh, jeez. Complaining about an open relationship because he wanted to sleep around with consequence but didn't expect his wife to do the same thing. Or gaslighting his wife straight up. One of them at all of the above. You don't get paid to listen to advice couples. No, you get paid to hear. You get paid not to tear the throats out of incompetent men. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you were in a relationship, you'd be able to treat your wife far better than any of them could. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Uh-huh, getting bop eyes for... Oh, isn't that got a guy, the bop eyes manager? Familiar face makes itself known to you with the most obviously forced customer service smile you've seen in a while. Dressed like a clown. Oh boy, there he is again. Take you a second to remember. Oh, it's the guy that raped me! Oh my gosh, that's so gross. Go away! The one who thought you were hitting on him? Squints suspiciously at him in his hideous orange uniform. Welcome to Bop Eyes. What can I get you today, Iga? He repeats himself with more force, a broken record. Will you wait 1 second? I haven't had the chance to examine the menu yet. Yeah, sure. Yeah, can't be ordering the wrong set of chicken strips or else the world will implode. Do they pay you to start this pleasant chatter with your customers? Always snide and snarky. This must be impossible to talk to. Impossible. Don't let him get a rise out of you. After all, he's stuck working here, but you've got a respectable job in healthcare that pays well. Logically, you're better off than him in every single way. Oh! Oh no! You're speaking to someone with 3 masters under his belt, you know? Yeah, what did that get you? You're pretty smart now, aren't you? You have 3 masters under your belt? I couldn't tell. Really? I couldn't tell by the way you suck penis everywhere you go. When they can't make actual characters, they just use the extremes. I don't know, I feel like this literal person wrote this character. This is like a self-insert. This is a family-friendly establishment, my man. Can't be mentioning that is when there be kids around. Like, dang, we get it. You. Oh. Yo, no. Oh my gosh.
This is the most important thing.
What?
Of course. Yo, wait, are you implying that he meant?
Oh, dude. Quick glance around reveals that there is, in fact, a family eating one of these booths. Honestly, I don't blame this man for saying that. Oh, jeez. I would hope you know that is not what I meant. Given the lack of intelligence you've displayed thus far, however, I'm afraid you meant it with sincere intent. Makes a gesture with his hand, the universal sign for yada yada, you're talking too much.
Yeah.
Just order a freaking boiga, you black piece of igger. Does not have a penis. Tough luck, itch. I'm the manager. Is he bluffing? He must be, but if he isn't, then it means he's a little better off than you first assumed. Not that working at a Popeyes as a manager is a much better look. It's not a good look. It's fine, you're fine. Referring to yourself in the third person all the time. Living your life as a TV show, actually. You're on the TV. You certainly doubt that he has three masters. It's not a good look. Talk away. How's my disrespect for you so far? 11 out of 10? It's official. You hate Malik. Congratulations. I'm going to Kentucky Fried Chicken instead. Again, is this like some sort of blood joke? Because this is exactly what they do. Put a B in front of everything. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Just make sure your effing order already. Nice typo. You turn around and nearly follow the instinct to grab him by the collar. No, no violence. Standing there in a clear hue of anger, you clench your fists and glare at him. This guy reminds me of the gay black kid that I had a problem with in school. It's incredibly dumb to feel this way as an adult, you think. You forge a stronger will than to be bothered by some stranger addressing you with a feminine term. He doesn't even know you're... What? I'm sorry. Yo! Okay. Wait, who said he doesn't have a penis? Mr. Kayo. Arihi doesn't have a penis. I did not expect him to be trans, actually. I just thought he was really gay. But, you know, I should have, by the way this Igor thinks, I should have seen it from a mile away. Bothered by some stranger addressing you with a feminine... Okay, so female to male trans. Jeez Louise, man. No penis. No testosterone. Does he? You don't think he does. You pass pretty well, you think. And you get clocked as a cis man more often than not. You work hard for that. Oh, jeez. Just look at his face. Yeah, too round. You're just gonna stand there? Will you shut up for 1 second? Oh my gosh! Paranoid fear eating away at your emotionally exhausted mind until all you can recognize is a figure of hatred standing behind that register. You know you're projecting. You know you can't stop this. Make sure you're fired. You won't find work again. Typical. Coming for the livelihood. You're gonna end up on the streets with nary a penny in your pocket while your dream of music flits away into the distance as the unreliable job that it is. You know, I kind of like Arihi. This kind of seems like a good person. She kind of seems like a nice person, like a cool person. The F are you on about now? I empathize with this guy heavily, you know. He looks uncomfortable. The low voice you keep pushing, having gone too far to step back. Without your sense of confidence, you have nothing but a dime a dozen fast food job and piles of useless tapes. Oh, jeez.
Settle down on the egoism. That's funny. Someone lynched this dude. Nary. You learned that one in college? With your three masters? Gonna have to ask you to leave. You get out of here. That's it?
Just go. We have the right to refuse customers for any reason.
Haha, you look so defeated. Oh my gosh, this is like racism.
Pathetic.
You've never been rejected from a food establishment before. And it instills more shame than you were prepared for. Consequences of actions.
Just leaving anyway.
Jeez Louise. This is going pretty good. No trans allowed. That would be my policy. I don't want to deal with these mentally ill retards.
On the way home, you try not to let the people on the bus see you crying.
Yeah, woman faux show. Crying because you yelled at someone. Bop eyes, more like sad eyes. Did I fail? Aw, man. Game over. I don't know if I can muster the fortitude to go through another one of these. Why is Malik cool all of a sudden? Yeah, I kind of dig him. This game could use a good a homophobe. I don't know how I was supposed to get the D in that situation. It's a very difficult situation. Start friggin' having gay sex in the middle of the bop eyes. That was probably the plan. And the music is all dissonant and sounds like a horror clown show. It's like fitting. It's kind of fitting. Alright, hold up. Oh, hold up. Food here.
Okay, I'm back. Jeez. Jeez Louise, I feel raped. Can I sue the devs? I feel like I just got raped. No. Okay, men are women and women are men. Seems like the best game. The screen reminds me of GTA, but all of it is gay hell. There's a gay hood rat in this game, I'm getting it. Can you imagine how hilarious that'd be? Oh, man. Gay gangsters. Alright, I'm gonna stream for like an hour and a half. I might go to eat my food. Might close it out. It's been a banger. Alright guys, it was a fun time all getting molested together. But peace out!